and losers to this point in the race after the restart on lap number 79.
Yeah, and you look at it, you bring that up, 22 positions for Michael McDowell. We have to remember, he started behind all the lap down cars as well, so it's not just, it's 22 positions, but he's also passed a number of lap down cars. It's been an impressive drive forward.
Observation time from Mike Bagley outside turn number 3. I think one observation clearly is Christopher Bell is running back down now, Daniel Suarez, but what else are you seeing out there so far, Mike? 1:15 in the books.
Well, I've been captivated by the takeoff speed of these option tires. I was paying close attention to Daniel Suarez when he restarted mid-pack, and as we started clicking off the laps, he was passing them 2, 3, 4 at a time, and I'm sure all the crew chiefs on pit road are paying attention to this as well, that when you go to these red tires, these option tires, that the takeoff is incredible, and it'll get you to where you want to go. But what remains to be answered is, will it keep you there? And right now we're in the process of finding that out, seeing how long Daniel Suarez can keep the advantage that he has over Christopher Bell, who rides behind him in second. And in lap traffic at Eric Jones, just had a problem right in front of Christopher Bell, got crossed up, and he collects the car and rolls on.
Speaking of Christopher Bell, let's get a little bit more on C. Bell here as we work the mid stages of stage number 2 with Chris Willard.
Well, you guys were just talking about him running back down Daniel Suarez for the lead, but Chris Sherwood just came over the radio, his crew chief, and said, we didn't get enough fuel in the tank that last time down pit road. Be ready, we may call you sooner rather than later. So a little bit of a short fill for Christopher Bell. He may be coming down pit road before we expect the rest of the leaders to.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Chris Wilner and Jason Toy have everything covered for you down on pit road. 1:18 down, Suarez, Bell, Hamlin, Logano, and Truex. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Welcome back to the Cookout 400, Richmond Raceway, 120 laps complete as we watch Daniel Suarez lead the way. More on how he got there in a moment. Suarez leading over Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and Martin Truex Jr. at the moment. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. On pit road is Jason Toy and Chris Wilner. Mike Bagley's got everything covered for you outside turn number 3. Just a moment ago, we saw one driver come off the banking and onto pit road.
That's Chase Briscoe. Here comes the second place car now of Christopher Bell coming in. We'll start with Jason Toy.
Chase Briscoe is coming in to start the pit stop cycle. He put the reds on. Sunoco fueled in for him. Quick pit stop down on the way. Chris Wilner.
And your second place driver, Christopher Bell, is coming in. We remember they didn't get enough fuel in the tank the last time by. They're going to put prime tires on for Christopher Bell, using this as an opportunity to make the tire change and fill it up with Sunoco fuel. But some other cars are in as well. Austin Cindric, it's going to be the option tires. So some of the back markers now going to make the same play that Daniel Suarez and Michael McDowell did.
And now we see Daniel Suarez making his way down towards Jason Toy. They used the option tire last time. What about now, Jason?
Well, they're going to go back to the harder compound yellow tires. The normal Goodyear Racing Eagles, right side complete, left side there. What about 30 laps? Once it leveled out, they told him, hey, just maintain what you can. He did a good job of that. He's down on the way. Zane Smith is going out. Also, we've got Michael McDowell, who he put those reds on earlier. He's going back to yellows. He was able to make his way through the field. And Martin Truex Jr. will follow up and see what color tire he put on.
Problem for Chris Buescher, made his pit stop, pulled out of his box, Todd, went a good pit box away, jammed the brakes, and put it in reverse to go back.
Looked like the left front didn't get tightened up. They had to back up, jack up. The changer came back, loosened up, back up, got the wheel straight, back on, but a major penalty in time.
And now we see Denny Hamlin coming onto pit road. Eric Jones is on pit road. Josh Berry and others. Let's cover the stop of Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin's working his way all the way down to pit stall number 1, all the way around to the turn in turn number 1. The crew's going to work. They're sticking with the yellow tires. They're going to go with Denny Hamlin. Yellow, the harder compound tire for him. Sunoco fuel. Josh Berry, you talked about him on pit road. He put the red softer compound. Lost the handle early on in this run. It just never came back for him.
continuing a round of green flag pit stops for the overwhelming majority of the field, but cars that were already on pit road, Jeff, now beginning to race hard, including Christopher Bell and Chris Buescher.
Yeah, that may cycle around to be a battle for the lead. Right now it's a battle back around 12th and 13th. The advantage goes to Christopher Bell as he drove right by Daniel Suarez. So right now we are working lap 126, and Alex, it appears as though we have 9 cars that have yet to come on to pit road.
That's the way it's cycling on this particular run, with 104 laps still remaining in stage number 2. Chase Elliott is currently the race leader, but that will go away. Chase Elliott now on the pit lane as he makes his way to Chris Wilner.
And they're going to stick with the prime, the yellow tires for Chase Elliott. He said, I'm still a little bit free on quarter exit. They made an air pressure adjustment, the Sunoco cam being engaged. They're going to fill it up. All the tires have been changed, and Chase Elliott is down and away.
Now we see Riley Herbst on pit road, Justin Haley on pit road, new race leader Kyle Larson. He will not pit. He will put another lap in as he goes across the start-finish line. Waiting on Larson, Reddick, Blaney, Byron, Kyle Busch, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Todd Gilliland, and Brad Keselowski. Todd Gordon, that's your top 8. They've yet to come to pit road. Are we seeing, and I know we need another lap or two to really determine this, but are we seeing a different pitting strategy right here?
We may be seeing that, but this is, we're right at the point now at 50 laps into the green flag laps into this run. This is where you would start to split this into thirds. So that all these other guys short pitted, if you're really trying to run this a little long or trying to set yourself up for a shorter run on the Reds, you may be just going a little bit deeper here. Kyle Busch on pit road.
Red, white, and blue American colors for the Cheddar Chevrolet here for Kyle Busch. Work complete on the right side. One pump on the jack left side. They have a problem. They dropped the jack too soon. The left side tire not on all the way. It's going to be a slower stop for Kyle Busch with Sunoco fuel.
Todd Gilliland gets away from pit lane as well. Here comes the body armor Ford Mustang Dark Horse. Black and white entry. Ryan Blaney is on the pit lane making his way to Jason Toy.
All the way down towards turn number 1 for Ryan Blaney. The crew's going to go to work with him. Yellow, harder compound tires, the normal tire for Ryan Blaney. He gives up a run in the top 5 to come down for 4 tires in Sunoco fuel here in the middle section of segment number 2.
William Byron is now on pit road in front of Chris Wilner.
And it was tight, tight, tight. He went screaming over the radio, Jeff. They're going to make an adjustment as well as 4 tires. They're going to stick with those prime yellow tires, the traditional tire, fill it up with Sunoco fuel. Rudy Fugel said, wait on my command. He's down and away.
Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Brad Keselowski, the 4 drivers that are yet to come to pit road on this particular cycle. They don't have to come to pit road right now, Todd. Let's make that very clear. There's plenty of Sunoco fuel in the tank.
Yeah, the fuel could go well past 100 laps. The tires, we're only at 50 laps into it. This is just one of those situations, and it may be a situation where one or two of these guys decide to single stop this. Basically take the 150 green flag laps of stage 2, split it in half at 75 instead of splitting it in thirds at 50-50-50.
Right now, Kyle Larson, Tyler Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. have yet to pit. Larson right now has a 8-second advantage over Christopher Bell. Christopher is the highest running car that has just recently pitted. So Bell's going to run down Larson, but obviously Larson on a different strategy.
Absolutely right. Along with the different strategies means a lot of drama. 96 to go in stage number 2 of the Cookout 400.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I'd create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Kyle Larson continues to show the way here at Richmond. He's got a 1.7 second lead over Tyler Reddick, who's second. Christopher Bell, after making the pit stop, has rallied now. He's up to the number three spot. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is fourth. Daniel Suarez is fifth with the 93 to go here in stage number two. We're going to talk a little more about Daniel Suarez and the strategy they employed to get the track position that they have when we come back. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Getting lower on the horizon, still some clouds drifting overhead the Richmond Raceway on a beautiful Sunday evening here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, there's two chapters to this book, Alex Hayden. Chapter one shows Denny Hamlin leading for a long time when we dropped the green flag. He was then bypassed by Christopher Bell. Hamlin's led 58, Bell 36. Chapter two saw a pit stop and the option tire being used by Daniel Suarez. Suarez immediately drove to the front of the field and led 29 laps. Now we are in the middle of a long green flag run for just a handful of cars. Everybody else is pitted. Kyle Larson has stayed on the racetrack, has not pitted. Christopher Bell did pit, and now Bell is running him back down.
And just passed him, took the race lead away, this time off the turn number four. Christopher Bell is back at the front of the field here at Richmond. Kyle Larson remains second. Daniel Suarez is third, and let's stop and talk about that. Jason Toy, you've been covering Daniel Suarez. They were the first ones, along with Michael McDowell, but the charge that Daniel Suarez and this team did reset their strategy to this point in the race.
Yeah, and that's the big thing about them. They were marred back in the field and not making any advancement because everybody was on the same tire. They had to do something to get a little more of an advantage here. They've got the one win in the back pocket to be able to take them onto the playoffs, but they want to improve their standing with that and get some more stage points. And it's paid off for them to get them back up into that top five, into that second spot. That great call to go to those Reds at that part in the stage and then maintain what he was able to do. That this tire gives you to be able to do something quickly to advance your position on this track like they did.
Definitely made a move here that got themselves track position. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out when they're down a set of Reds to the others if they come back and take a double stint of them at the end of the race. But a great move to get themselves in stage points position.
147 down. Todd and Christopher Bell back out front. Daniel Suarez goes second. They have recently pitted. Kyle Larson and Tyler Reddick go 3-4. They have not pitted since lap 75. Martin Truex Jr. joins that party. That's a good three-car battle right there between Larson, Reddick, and Truex. And now we see Reddick is on pit road. 82 laps to go in the stage. It is Christopher Bell at the front of the field.
Hey, I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
an exclusive podcast from the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Hornaday, green flag is in the air, and he will take the field quickly to turn one.
Relive the moments of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series from its debut in 1995.
Checkered flag in the air, Skinner wins, but the inaugural for the NASCAR Truck Series by Craftsman.
The legends of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Todd Bodine wins four in a row on super speedways.
The Tough Trucks of NASCAR,
available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Seabell continues to lead, but on lap 149, Kyle Larson was on pit road.
At lap 149, routine pit work. They held about as long as they could there to be able to make this a one stop throughout this run of the second segment. Put on those yellows. Routine fast pit work. Four tires to no go fuel for Kyle Larson.
So that pit stop taking place. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. now making that pit stop here on lap number 152. We've got 78 to go here in stage number two of the Cookout 400. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
.155 down, 75 to go in the stage, .245 to go in the Cookout 400. It's a Toyota out front. Then you've got Daniel Suarez, and then you've got two more Toyotas in Truex and Hamlin. Quick look at the top 10 here on lap now 156. It's Christopher Bell leading over Daniel Suarez. Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano completes the top five. Ross Chastain sixth. Michael McDowell using the option tire strategy. It's paying off. He right now is seventh over Austin Dillon. Bubba Wallace is ninth. And Chase Elliott completes the top 10.
Not only a Toyota Camry XSE showing the way here in the race with Christopher Bell, Toyota Camry pacing the race here at Richmond Raceway, as always, gives us a chance to welcome the marketing manager, Toyota Racing, back to the broadcast. Mike Pricer, welcome back. How are you?
It's good to be back. It's always love coming here, and Richmond's near and dear to my heart.
So why is the Richmond Raceway and Toyota partnership, which has been over a decade long now, what makes this such a great relationship?
This makes a great relationship because of the relationship we have with the dealers, the local area of Richmond Toyota dealers. They just rally around this, and they do a lot with the community with this, whether it's a bike build with Boys and Girls Club or a Special Olympics Virginia. They just rally to use this as a platform to help their community.
Now, there's four races remaining, including tonight in the NASCAR Cup Series, before we know who the playoff drivers are going to be. The Xfinity Series will be setting their playoff field here in the coming weeks. But last night here at Richmond Raceway, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series did indeed set their playoff field. How are you feeling about Toyota's chances here in the top three national series of NASCAR?
It's been a great season, solid season all around. So if you look on the truck side, Corey Heim and Taylor Gray locked it in yesterday. And then Xfinity side, you have Chandler Smith locked in, and you have Sheldon Creed points in. and we're dying to get for him to get his first win. He's been so close this year. Then on the Cup side, Tyler Reddick and Bubba Wallace at 23-11. Tyler Reddick has the most top 10s among all Cup drivers now, and Bubba is now on the inside, but it's going to be close. So, yeah, we're fingers crossed, and hopefully we can get a couple more wins for them. And then JGR, right? You have Christopher, who's, you know, out here leading the race, has been hot. The local hometown with Denny has been great. And then, of course, Martin has just been great as well, and just excited for him to lock it in as well.
So, yeah, I would say you guys should be feeling pretty good about how things are going right now. Finally, I can't let you go without giving us your thoughts and perspective and what David Wilson has meant to Toyota and TRD. And TRD president David Wilson announced his retirement just recently. He'll be retiring soon at the end of the year. I got to tell you, my side of thing, I'm going to miss seeing those Chuck Taylors running up and down the pit lane.
Yeah, that's the inside joke we always have is never send him a pair of sneakers, he's going to wear the Chucks. But, you know, David's worked with Toyota and TRD for 35 years, and he's brought a lot to the program, just not what you guys see on the track. It's a lot of stuff off the track, from leadership and just being a good steward for all of us of how to hold ourselves. And, you know, I talked with him yesterday, and just the one thing he always taught was, you know, is you have to lose with grace, but win with humility, and always be that humble person. And for anybody that knows David and just how humble he is, and that carries over to all of us and his leadership. But more importantly, you know, David's tenure here is won our first Daytona 500, won three Cup championships with him, but it's just not NASCAR, it's NHRA, Formula Drift, IMSA. And so every series that we've competed, we've won championships under his tenure. So near and dear to his heart, and then just really looking forward to the next chapter for him.
Absolutely right. Can't thank you and everybody at Toyota enough for what you continue to do in and around the greater Richmond, Virginia area in this community, and also for the sport of NASCAR racing. So thanks so very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Like I said, I always love coming here, and looking forward to seeing this how this one plays out today.
Mike Pricer, marketing manager, Toyota Racing, joining us.
Right now, Toyotas are running in position 1, 3, and 4, and 9. Christopher Bell out front, Truex third, Hamlin fourth, and Bubba Wallace is ninth. Nobody in the top 10 is running on the option tire. The highest running driver on the option tire, about to crack into the top 10, is Carson Hocevar, who is about to pass Chase Elliott. 167 laps complete. It's Bell, Suarez, Truex, Hamlin, and Joey Logano. Ross Chastain, 6th. Michael McDowell, 7th. Austin Dillon, 8th. Bubba Wallace, 9th. And at the moment, it's Chase Elliott that's 10th.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Can you handle the smoke? Then Toyota Racing wants you. Not the kind of smoke wafting from the grill on race days. Smells good. Kind of smoke from Victory Donuts. Drifting less than a hair's width from walls and blasting off to the tune of 300 miles per hour plus. If the smoke smells inviting, we're looking for you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
60 laps to go in stage number 2. Christopher Bell, still the race leader. Daniel Suarez, 2nd. Martin Truex Jr., currently 3rd. Denny Hamlin is 4th, and Joey Logano rounds out the top 5. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator SUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
We welcome you back to Richmond Raceway. Green flag still out. Pit stops taking place again. Jason Toy.
Well, we had a handful of drivers making their way down the pit road, including Michael McDowell, Bubba Wallace on lap 173. Good routine pit work from McDowell. Bubba Wallace team a little slow on the left rear as Denny Hamlin makes his way down the pit lane right now. He has pit stall number one. They're going to stick with that regular compound tire, the harder compound tire. They're going to work on the right side. Chassis wrench goes in. Half a round in on the right. Second, Ken Sunoco fuel is in for Denny Hamlin. He is down and away. Other drivers on Sunset Pit Road. We've seen Chase Briscoe kind of start things off again. Daniel Suarez at lap 172. Josh Berry at 166. All making their stops here on this end of pit road. Chris Wilner.
Ross Chastain missed pit entry last time by. He comes out on lap 176 for routine service and prime tires. Here comes race leader Christopher Bell. A part of that two-stop strategy here in stage number two. It's back to the prime tires as they've done so far tonight. Full can of Sunoco fuel. It's a clean pit stop. Also hidden was Chris Buescher. They believe them with the red tires. So too did Ty Gibbs, who just made his four-tire change.
So Chase Elliott now is the race leader. His teammates, both of them, Alex Bowman, William Byron, they're both on pit road.
Alex Bowman's going to have a four-tire change. They made a significant wedge adjustment the last time by. He's not having a handling race car as he wants. William Byron, free off the corner. It's back to the prime tires for the Chevrolet.
They do have the softer option tire just bolted on the Alex Bowman car as he rolls down the pit lane. So, Todd Gordon, we've had now nearly a half of a race. Different strategies. You're seeing how this is playing off. Do you see a specific strategy that you're liking to this point?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think there's different strategies that work for different situations. You know, if you look at Daniel Suarez, they were buried back there mid-pack. They took the reds, got themselves track position. He maintained. He was less than a second off of Christopher Bell when this cycle started. So he's gotten there, but I think the guys that have two sets left, they're going to be in a great position for stage three to take themselves to victory lane.
Tyler Reddick is now out front because Chase Elliott just made a four-tire stop. And he is down and away, so it's Reddick, Larson, Daniel Suarez up to third. He pitted on lap 172. Kyle Busch is up to fourth. He needs a caution flag, obviously, Alex. He was well down the leaderboard, a lap down, and he just needs something good to happen. It has not been the kind of race that we expected for a six-time winner here.
No, given the fact that he's a lap down is significant because it makes me think about this thought that Kyle Busch here at Richmond Raceway has completed all but one lap in his 37 Cup Series races here. He's completed 14,835 out of a possible 14,836 laps. Now he's going to lose another one of those unless he can get that back before the end of this race.
Right now he is running in position number five, but that does not tell the story. What tells the story is the fact that he is coming back onto pit road. That will put him a lap down once again. Jason Toy, Kyle Busch headed your way. High hopes coming in. But it just has not been a Kyle Busch kind of night.
Well, the handling went away early on the race car, and they were able to level it out on that first run. Then they came in on their pit stop, and the left rear tire came off as they dropped the jack a little too early. This time, they hit the mark perfectly. They put the red tires on. They're going for the softer compound to try to get some of that back here for Kyle Busch.
So Kyle Busch will make his way back out on the racetrack, driving with a support on his wrist after the crash in the Brickyard 400. He's got a sprained wrist, and he's going to continue to fight on here. Tough guy, tough race car driver, but it makes it a little bit worse, Jeff, when you don't have a good handling race car the next time out.
Boy, it's just been a long, long year for Kyle Busch. It's already been a long night for Kyle Busch. On the option tire, he'll try to make something happen, but he's going to have to do it from a lap down. 183 down, 47 to go in the stage. Weigh in on this, Mike Bagley. We've got Reddick, who hasn't pitted, out front of Suarez, who has, in front of Kyle Larson, who hasn't pitted, and Christopher Bell has, Stenhouse, Hamlin, Keselowski, lap traffic, heavy traffic, make heads or tails of it for us, can you?
Well, I think we're still seeing it sort itself out. Yeah, we've got a lot of leaders that are in betwixt and between these lap cars that you just documented, and then you've got teams on yellow tires, you got teams on red tires, you got teams that have handling problems. I mean, we've got quite the buffet in front of us right now, and we're all just trying to work through it together and try to find that race-winning strategy that at lap 185 is like a needle in a haystack.
Challenge change for the race lead. Daniel Suarez has just blown by Tyler Reddick to pick up the race lead here up off of turn number four. Suarez continuing a terrific start to this Cookout 400. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and take you down the leaderboard and show you how they're running here, presented by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes, just step in and go with Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins.
And this look at the leaderboard comes at lap 187 with Daniel Suarez out front here at the Richmond Raceway, leading over Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, and Denny Hamlin. That's your top five. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. still needs to visit pit road, but he's sixth at the moment. Joey Logano, seventh. Brad Keselowski, eighth. Austin Dillon, ninth. And Martin Truex Jr. is 10th.
Running in 11th is Michael McDowell. 12th is Bubba Wallace. 13th is Ross Chastain. Carson Hocevar goes 14th. Josh Berry is 15th. Ryan Preece, 16th. And Ryan Blaney, 17th. William Byron is 18th. Chase Elliott, 19th. And 20th and the last car currently on the lead lap is Austin Cindric.
One lap down is Ty Gibbs. Also a lap down in 22nd, Chris Buescher. Alex Bowman, 23rd. Zane Smith, 24th. Kyle Busch now back to 25th after that pit stop. 26th, Chase Briscoe. 27th, Todd Gilliland. Noah Gregson, 28th. Ty Dillon, 29th. And Eric Jones is 30th.
Running in 31st is Daniel Hemric. 32nd is John Hunter Nemechek. 33rd is Justin Haley. 34th, Harrison Burton. 35th, Riley Herbst. 36th is Corey LaJoie. 37th is Parker Retzlaff. We're down to 40 laps to go in stage number two.
Cookout in Richmond. Fast service and fast cars. A great match. Cooked outdoors style food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled. Always fresh, never frozen. Goes great with an ice cold Coca-Cola or a shake. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to know racing field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Daniel Suarez back to the front of the field, and he's got a 2-full-second lead now over Christopher Bell, who's up to second. Tyler Reddick is third, but Reddick is on older tires than the top two. And you've got Denny Hamlin, who's running fourth, and Kyle Larson rounding out the top five. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Back here at Richmond Raceway, the lights illuminated here, sun on the horizon. What a beautiful day to go racing here in Richmond, Virginia, as we stay under the green flag. Currently our longest green flag run of the race at 119 laps and counting.
Daniel Suarez out front in his Chevrolet, leading over Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Denny Hamlin. Kyle Larson fifth, Joey Logano, Austin Dillon running right together for sixth. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Michael McDowell, and Bubba Wallace. Outside turn three is Mike Bagley, trying to just keep it all sorted out. Right now we have 20 cars on the lead lap, and the option tire, Mike Bagley, has made it interesting.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot on NASCAR Live Race Day and during our race coverage here tonight, the options that these teams have, the traditional prime tires, what they normally run, and then the softer tires or the red tires. When Daniel Suarez and Michael McDowell went to those tires early on in the race, they really made an impact. And for them, it is a lasting impact. While some are new to the Reds and they're trying to get used to them, it's been interesting to see who has been on which tire and the impact that it's made based on their lot of that scoring monitor life that they have right now. So we have some answers, but obviously a lot of answers still to come as we've just crossed the halfway point.
Top five currently are Daniel Suarez, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin, and Kyle Larson. Of those top five, third place Reddick, fifth place Larson are on a different pit cycle than first, second, and fourth. So let's find out a little bit more, specifically about the third place runner, Tyler Reddick, with Chris Wilner. This trip to pit road is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Chris?
Well, it's another wrinkle to the strategy. You know, all the talk this week has been about prime versus option tire, but people often forget that there's multiple pit strategies in terms of when to take tires, especially here in stage number two. The option for Tyler Reddick after running mid-pack for much of the opening stage was we want track position, but we also want to save our option tires for later in the race. So they chose to split stage two in half. They are running their longest run here at the current rate of stage number two, but they're maintaining that third position. So Billy Scott opting to go with the one-stop strategy. Todd Gordon, I'll get your opinion. What do you think about a one-stopper here in stage two and saving those red tires that still have two of them late in the race?
I love the saving the red tires. I'm not sure on the one-stop strategy. What I've found here at Richmond, when they seem like they can go either way, I want to be on the dominant strategy, because you lose a lot of track position, you lose a lot of track time as you're getting passed by guys on the other strategy. So we'll see where it plays out. Obviously, a couple of these guys, they're up forward, but see what this does in the next 27 laps, how much of this they can hang on to.
We now have 21 cars on the lead lap. Why? Because down and out and having an awful night was Kyle Busch. He was one lap down. Mike Bagley, he's not anymore. He's on the option tire. He looks like Superman out there. He's back on the lead lap, and he is climbing the leaderboard as the fastest car on the racetrack.
What a run right now in this race for Kyle Busch. We've documented the challenges that he has had all season long and in this race to date. And even with some missteps in this race, perhaps maybe this option tire is something that they've been waiting for on that Richard Childress Racing team. Right now, he is side by side with Daniel Suarez. He's three wide. Parker Retzloff in there as well, as he has come back to life on that red tire.
Yeah, he has, trying to do all he can to get back in the mix and make things work in their favor as we're just past the halfway point in the Cookout 400 here at Richmond Raceway. 129 consecutive green flag laps. That now makes it 14 straight NASCAR Cup Series races here at Richmond Raceway. Jeff, we've had a green flag stretch over 100 laps.
Yeah, we're going to take this perhaps all the way to the end of stage two, which is now just 23 laps away. So if no caution prior, We'll see one at the end of stage number two, and that will be 22 laps away next time by for Daniel Suarez. You know, it's one thing to use the option tire to get a brief advantage. It's another thing what Daniel Suarez is doing. He used the option tire to get to the lead. He gave it up to Christopher Bell. They went back onto pit road, Todd Gordon. They put on the primary tires. It's paid off. That car is fast. That team is good here tonight.
Yeah, they've done a great job. And there's been a lot of documented cases where drivers have talked about, my car drives differently when it gets up in clean air, when it gets forward and it's not in as big a dirty air. When you're mired back there in the back, you've got to find a way to get yourself forward. They did a great job of using the option tire to get their track position back. But as we saw, he stayed within a second of Christopher Bell, and they short-stopped him and got the track position. He's driven out now to a 2.3-second lead over Christopher Bell.
Yeah, he has. The other driver on that exact same strategy is Michael McDowell, who is running in the seventh spot. He was a lap down, got a free pass, put those option tires on early on in the race, and was able to drive his way back to the lead lap and have success.
And the piece that's going to be interesting is we get to the final stage, when these other teams have the opportunity to put the reds on, how far will it penalize these guys back out of the track position? It's going to be fun to watch how this works out.
That and so much more still to go with 19 laps to go in stage number two of the Cookout 400.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No change at the front of the field. Daniel Suarez continues to show the way. He's now led 58 consecutive laps. That ties him for second on the lap leaderboard with Denny Hamlin. Christopher Bell's led the most laps to this point, a total of 69. Bell currently is second. 16 to go in stage two from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Motor Racing Network's coverage from Richmond Raceway is brought to you by hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go.
12 laps to go in stage number two. The opening stage was won by Christopher Bell. He scored the most points so far today. If you take a look at the point standings as they run right now, at the drop of the green flag, Chris Buescher was in the 15th spot. Buescher now is hanging on right now, only 3 points to the good. He's pinned a lap down as we run. Ross Chastain was also on the positive side when the green flag flew. He is currently below the cut line now by 1 point. What about Bubba Wallace? He started the race underneath the cut line. Bubba has climbed from 17th up to 15th as he currently runs, but he's only 6 points to the good.
141 laps consecutively under the green flag on a three-quarter mile racetrack. You stretch them out and spread them out all the way around the racetrack. And Mike Bagley, you had a soundbite from Chase Briscoe as to how you run this racetrack, conserving tires. And if not, Mike, you pay the penalty.
He had a great line in the tees before we got to race coverage tonight, talking about you really got to take care, because a lot of these races, you run qualifying laps all race long. Well, here, because this racing surface is so old, it's 20 years old. Last time this place was paved was in 2004. It has gotten to be a cheese grater. It'll chew tires up. So you really have to be disciplined early on in a run so you don't pay a penalty late. And he told us earlier that a lot of times you're going to pay a penalty that you didn't see coming, and then that penalty is going to come due. So it's all about being very disciplined, being very patient, and also trying to manage these strategies with different types of tires. These drivers and teams really have a handful here tonight.
And as we see that, Christopher Bell's been a great example of this, just figuring out how to get the most out of his race car in the end. He's solidly a tenth of a second faster than Daniel Suarez. Only a second back with 8 seconds, 8 laps to go, and no traffic in between them. Going to be interesting to see if he can run them down.
Let's pick up a good race for the number four spot off turn number four. Joey Logano has opened up the inside lane on Tyler Reddick. Just behind them in the mix also is Austin Dillon. They work with the lap car of Chris Buescher.
And they try to go three wide there for a moment. Reddick went all the way to the outside of the racetrack. Did that not work too well for him? He's got to bail out of the gas as Logano passes Buescher. Now Reddick and Dillon will do the same.
So it's Suarez, Bell, Hamlin, Logano, Reddick, top five. Here's a stat for you. Daniel Suarez has never led a lap at the Richmond Raceway. He's now led 69 laps here tonight. He has not won a stage. He didn't win one last year. He has not won one this year. He's four away from picking up his first stage win.
What he does have is a race win. He got that at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, and he is going to be in the playoffs. But this is something, you know, we've talked about this. We talked about it in NASCAR Live Race Day with Mike, yourself, Todd, and me, Jeff, that out of the break that we just came out of with the sport, the Olympic break, some teams had some momentum. Could they sustain it over the break? Some teams were struggling just a bit, maybe stubbed their toe. Now that they've had a chance to reset, can they pick back up? It's looking like Daniel Suarez and this race team at Trackhouse is doing the latter. They are now beginning to come on with some momentum.
Yeah, he left before the break with a nice eighth place finish at Indy. And right now, he is leading by a long shot. Let's go for a ride with the race leader. He is making his way off of turn number two.
And he is racing to the outside of some lap traffic as he exits turn two and races his way up the back straightaway, putting a lap on the Josh Berry car in turn three.
Off turn number four, second place Christopher Bell is catching race leader Daniel Suarez. Although we're down to two laps to go in the stage, Suarez goes back to turn two.
Suarez diving down to the bottom of the racetrack off the into the front straightaway. Christopher Bell using the inside lane as well. They've got about eight car lengths of real estate and the lap car of Josh Berry separating them.
Daniel Suarez will bring his car off of turn number four. One more lap in stage number two. 229 laps down, looking for his first stage win of the season.
Bringing that Chevrolet back into turns one and two, hugging the inside line at the bottom of the racetrack. He has dispensed with all the lap traffic virtually by himself as he comes back to the entrance of turn number three.
Daniel Suarez will ride in the middle of the racetrack and just simply get back on the accelerator to get it back to the green and white checkered flag. And Daniel Suarez indeed picks up the stage to win. Christopher Bell will finish the stage second. Denny Hamlin will be third. Joey Logano comes across the line fourth. Austin Dillon will finish the stage in position number five. Sixth is Michael McDowell. Seventh, Tyler Reddick. Eighth will be Bubba Wallace. Ninth, Carson Hocevar. And 10th, will be Martin Truex Jr.
And now we see the caution flag fly as well on lap 230. Stage two is complete. You just heard the top 10 across the line presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
At the end of Stage 2, we have 17 cars on the lead lap. Josh Berry should be getting the free pass. Kyle Busch, one spot short of getting it. Pit stops coming up shortly from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Under the caution flag now, we'll wait for pit road to open up. Daniel Suarez has led 78 laps. Seabell has led 69. Hamlin, 58. Kyle Larson, 17. Daniel Suarez, again, I mean, it bears repeating, using strategy to get the car from, what you say, 19th, give or take, all the way to the lead, and they have been rock solid ever since.
Yeah, it's got to be good to be Daniel Suarez right now. He won a race at Atlanta earlier this year. He got married. He became a citizen of the United States of America, and he just signed a contract extension. Life's good right now for Daniel Suarez.
And his teammate Ross Chastain right now is 12th, so both of the Trackhouse cars running in the top 12 and looking good. The pit lane is open. Green light is on. What will they do? They have a choice. Option tire, primary tire. Let's find out. The leaders are on pit road in front of Chris Wilner.
Well, the Christopher Bell machine was worried about maybe keeping track position if a lot of drivers take that option tire. He's going to pull his Toyota to the attention of his crew, and it will be. The option tire is going aboard. Your second place runner, Christopher Bell. Also, Sunoco Fuel going in. Tyler Reddick is in on the one stop strategy. They've got prime tires and red options. Austin Dillon, what a day he's had. Let's go to Jason Toy.
Daniel Suarez hits the mark. He's got a slow stop. He's going to jump right out. Matter of fact, nose to nose here with Christopher Bell as they work their way off the pit lane. Denny Hamlin down here. Also, Michael McDowell puts on his final set of reds. It is also Martin Truex Jr. with red set of tires, a softer compound for him. He's down of the way. And yellow tires, those are the normal tires here for Kyle Larson as he gets down of the way. We're going to follow up on Denny Hamlin to see what he put on.
Denny Hamlin will come off the pit lane third. Christopher Bell's pit crew got the job done. They're going to pick up the race lead. Suarez will be second. Hamlin will be third.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back to Richmond Raceway as we continue under our second caution flag of the race. We've only been slowed by caution because of the stage endings. It's kind of an eye-opener, Jeff. It really is. How this track has evolved, given that it's widened out so much, drivers have so many different options in the corners.
And you've got 37 cars still running around this racetrack. As we get ready to go here, next time by, we'll see the indication back under the green shortly. Before that, though, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Richmond Raceway. We're running the Cookout 400 with 160 laps to go. Next time by, we'll put them under the green flag. At the front of the field at the moment is Christopher Bell and Daniel Suarez, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, and Austin Dillon. My name is Jeff Strigel alongside Alex Hayden and the crew chief, the championship winning crew chief, Todd Gordon. On pit road, Jason Toy and Chris Wilner out in turn number three on a beautiful Sunday night in Richmond. It is Mike Bagley.
The field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
A number of these teams electing to go to the option tire, Todd Gordon.
I only think that the 99 car is the only one not on the option tire at this point. This is really setting up to see how this restart goes and how wide it gets into turn one.
It's going to be a sitting duck. Let's find out as the field now makes its way off of turn number four. We'll go back under the green flag on lap 240. Christopher Bell on the inside. Daniel Suarez on the outside.
Bell will clear everybody. Coming into turn one, take sole possession of the lead. Here's Hamlin to the inside of Suarez for second. Suarez in the middle of a three wide. He's beginning to drop back after now being passed by Logano and Reddick.
Logano on the move on the bottom of the racetrack, trying to get to the inside inside of Reddick. Reddick has a wiggle up off of turn number four. However, he tries to cross over, can't do it. Logano again on the move.
Four car breakaway. Logano a part of the four that have broken away from the field. Four wide to the back straightaway. And Suarez is in the middle of it. They're banging off each other, coming off the end of the back straightaway. And now three wide back to the corner.
And that's Michael McDowell on the inside. Bubba Wallace in the middle. Ross Chastain topside. They were three wide right behind that as well. Let's follow Logano. Again, three wide in turn one.
Here's Joey Logano now racing in position number three. Single file among the front five or six. Double wide, mid-pack looking three wide. Nose to tail up top for the lead.
Great racing here on this restart as they come down to the line. Christopher Bell has a car length advantage on Denny Hamlin. Then it's Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, Bubba Wallace.
Everybody hugging the inside line off the end of the back straightaway through turns one and two. Watching Daniel Suarez now. He is mid-pack and getting blown away. Right now, just trying to find a place to race where he's not being bypassed. He's alongside Austin Cindric right now.
Yeah, and good luck with that, right, Mike? He is down 15 positions in six laps. The option tire working, the primary tire right now going backwards.
And that's what Daniel's on. He's on the yellow sidewalls. Everybody else up front on the reds, led by Christopher Bell.
And that is part of the option and the strategy these teams have had. Here's the challenge for second. It's Joey Logano on the march to the inside of Denny Hamlin. Logano's got the spot.
Logano will elbow his way to the bottom of the racetrack and to the second position. So it's Toyota, Ford, Toyota. Bell, Logano, Hamlin, your top three, with Tyler Reddick right now three car lengths back and forth.
Then you've got Austin Dillon running fifth, Bubba Wallace sixth, Ross Chastain in front of Michael McDowell. Then comes Carson Hocevar. Then comes Martin Truex Jr. That's your top 10.
They work their way back into the corner. No one really stepping out into three or four wide territory. Double wide max after everything begins to settle down after this most recent restart.
It's about Todd Gordon getting your track.